AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. Hillary Rodham Clinton says she wants the State Department to speed up release of emails from her time as Secretary of State.
The State Department had warned clearing the 55,000 pages of emails for publication would take till January, but a federal judge has now ordered officials to come up with a plan for rolling releases. Campaigning in Iowa, Clinton told reporters she wants the emails out as soon as possible.
As much as they can expedite that process, that's what I'm asking them to do. Please move as quickly as they possibly can.
Clinton contends the emails, controversially hosted on a private server and only turned over 2 years after she left office, will show how much she's done to advance America's interests around the world. Mark Smith at the White House.
New England Patriots owner Robert Kraft says he will not appeal the $1 million fine and loss of two draft choices that the NFL penalized his team for its role in the use of deflated footballs in the AFC Championship game.
I really feel at this point in time that taking this off the agenda, this is the best thing for the New England Patriots, our fans, and the NFL.
Police in Waco, Texas say a deadly weekend shootout apparently began when uninvited guests showed up at a meeting of rival biker gangs at a sports bar and grill.
We know an additional biker gang that was not invited to this meeting showed up.
Police Sergeant Patrick Swanton says the shootout left 9 people dead and 18 wounded, 7 of whom remain hospitalized. Police in Arlington, Virginia say officers fatally shot a man this morning, and 2 police officers suffered serious injuries responding to a domestic dispute. This is AP Radio News. Iraqi troops abandoned dozens of American-made military vehicles, including a half dozen tanks, some armored personnel carriers, and artillery pieces, when they fled Islamic State militants in Ramadi over the weekend. House Speaker John Boehner says the administration needs a strategy to deal with the Islamic State group.
The threat is growing faster than what we and our allies can do to stop it.
A source tells the Associated Press airbag maker Takata Corporation has agreed to declare 33.8 million of its inflator mechanisms defective. That nearly doubles the number recalled in the U.S. so far. KFC is bringing Colonel Harlan Sanders back as the fried chicken chain seeks to refresh its image. KFC also plans to redesign its restaurants. The new restaurants will have lighting fixtures shaped like chicken buckets. I'm Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.